This is the Burpee Museum of Natural History's 22nd annual PaleoFest. The event brings paleontologists and their associates together to share their latest research with each other and the public. Joshua Matthews is Burpee's Director of Paleontology. He says this gathering started in the 1990s in response to local interest and fossil finds.
It's very popular, but most of it's restricted to the little things you find in the limestones and like rock quarries around here, little brachiopods, these bivalves, and things that lived on the bottom of the ocean.
Interest in PaleoFest grew over the years, particularly around 2001. Burpee had just completed an excavation in Montana that brought back Jane. She's the most complete skeleton of a juvenile Tyrannosaurus rex ever found, and a highlight of the museum's collection.
And it's just grown and grown, and it's gotten more popular within the paleontology community. And then 5 or 6 years ago, we opened it up to a symposium style. So we have 15, one year I believe we had close to 25 speakers coming in for the weekend.
One past speaker was Dr. Steve Brasati, a colleague of Matthews who currently works at the University of Edinburgh.
So Steve has really grown up through the ranks through Burpee, which is cool for us. He and I actually went on our first expedition together in 2005 when we found Homer.
Homer is the skeleton of a young Triceratops found in the same region as Jane. Matthews says Brasati was hired as a scientific consultant on the next Jurassic World movie. One of this year's speakers is Dr. Matthew Waddell. He's assistant professor of anatomy at the Western University of Health Sciences. Waddell first heard about PaleoFest when both he and a Burpee team were doing field work in Utah on the Morrison Formation. He'll speak about ancient Brachiosaurus bones, which he says are relatively hard to find.
Whereas other famous dinosaurs like Camarasaurus, now we have at least bits and pieces of over 200 individuals. For Apatosaurus and Diplodocus, both of those were up over 100 individuals. For Brachiosaurus, we're right about 10. And none of them are complete. Sometimes it's just a foot or a couple of vertebrae.
Waddell used a CT scanner to search for hollow cavities within bones like these. He says this is the same adaptation that makes bird bodies light enough to fly.
What maybe not a lot of people realize yet is that birds inherited those air-filled bones from their dinosaurian ancestors. So big meat eaters like T-Rex, but also big plant eaters like Brachiosaurus and Diplodocus had air-filled vertebrae.
This, Waddell said, suggests a common ancestor. Joshua Matthews notes this research will be just one of many topics at this year's PaleoFest.
Dinosaurs are cool, and who doesn't like dinosaurs? But paleontology involves everything, from the littlest creatures to the biggest creatures to plants to bacteria, all kinds of things. So PaleoFest really tries to get speakers to talk to all of paleontology as opposed to just dinosaurs.
For example, another speaker will be talking about saber-toothed tigers. Matthews says there are also many smaller fossils out there waiting to be found.
You can pick up one slab of rock that you can hold in your hand and you can have thousands of invertebrate specimens on one slab, whereas some dinosaurs are only known from a tooth or a bone here and there.
Whatever one's interest, Matthews says PaleoFest is open to everyone. Burpee will bring in students from local Rockford schools on Friday for a special meetup with the paleontologists. There will also be various workshops and activities, some incorporating the museum's collection.
So all throughout the museum, we'll have stations set up. The kids get a little passport when they walk in, and as they go to station, each station they can get it stamped. At the end, they get a little prize of some sort they can take home with them.
And with the way PaleoFest has built up over the years, this year's kids could grow up to be future paleontologists. PaleoFest runs Friday through Sunday at the Burpee Museum of Natural History in Rockford. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.